Welcome to Lakers Carpool, part of the Basketball Podcast Network. My name is James Brooks. I'm your host, and this is our 100th episode, which is absolutely awesome. So thank you, everyone, for listening, keeping me going, and for helping me reach this awesome milestone. So episode 100, we're going to talk about some Lakers. We're going to talk about the previous games over the weekend and last night, and then upcoming games, Lakers playoff hopes, and all that fun stuff. Before we get started, we drop some merch. If you don't follow me on Twitter or Instagram, you probably didn't see it, but drop some merch, just some t-shirts, hats, and whatnot. If you want to check it out, go to LakersCarpool.com to get your merch today. And the merch, I'm doing it through like a print-to-order company, so I don't have like inventory, so it makes it easy to kind of throw in new designs and stuff. So if you go and look on there and you don't see something that you like, but you have an idea of something you might like, hit me up and maybe we can make that happen. Anyways, go check that out and let's get started. All right, so the Lakers played some games over the weekend. They played the Raptors on Friday. They played the Knicks on Sunday, and then they just played the Pelicans last night. We play the Rockets tonight, so a lot of stuff to talk about with the Lakers. Got a big game against the Raptors, a nice win there, and then we split the weekend and lost to the Knicks, unfortunately, and then got a win last night against the Pelicans. So let's take a look at that really quick. Jumping back to the Pelicans game, that game was pretty wild. Lakers got out to a pretty rough start, so to speak. They were down like 15 really early on in that game, and then ended up making a bit of a comeback. And the story of the game against the Raptors was the bench. We had like, gosh, I forget what the number was, but we had like 60, 70 bench points, something crazy like that. We ended up getting the win 122 to 112. We really could have won by 12, but they had a last, like a garbage time bucket. The craziest thing about this game, Anthony Davis was held to 8 points. He had 8 points, 9 rebounds, 3 assists on 4 of 7 shooting. So it wasn't that he wasn't shooting well or anything like that. He played a fine game. The Raptors just went right at him defensively. Their mission was to get the ball out of Anthony Davis's hands. They're like, we would rather have D'Angelo Russell, Troy Brown Jr., Malik Beasley, Dennis Schroeder, Austin Reeves. We'd rather have you guys beat us than let Anthony Davis put up 40. So they threw double and triple teams at him all night, which held him to 8 points. But we got 28 points from D'Angelo Russell. They went 10 for 17, 5 for 8 from 3. Had some just wild three-pointers. We had 23 points from Dennis Schroeder, who went 3 for 6 from 3, 8 for 17 from the field. 18 points from Austin Reeves. We had 16 points from Rui Hachimura. 16 points from Jared Vanderbilt. And that was with a tough shooting night from Malik Beasley, who only had 4 points. Troy Brown Jr., who only had 5 points. And the Lakers came out with a win by 122 to 112. We ended up shooting 43% from three, 56% from the field. So just an all-around great performance from our bench and from D'Angelo Russell. This was his first game back from the ankle injury. And he lit it up. He was hitting threes. He was in transition threes. He was making passes. Just an overall great performance from D'Angelo Russell. And then great performance off the bench again from Schroeder and Austin Reeves and whatnot. So just, a great game on Friday. And that's, again, the Lakers played well with Anthony Davis getting taken out of the game virtually. But those double teams, those triple teams that they threw at him left these guys wide open. We got wide open threes. And this was with Troy Brown missing wide open threes and whatnot. And we still ended up winning by 10 points. So a big win on Friday, which takes us to the game against the Knicks on Sunday, which was unfortunately a loss by 4. We lost 112 to 108 in a game that was just kind of felt like the Lakers were just off. The Knicks came into this game on a 3-game losing streak. Jalen Brunson didn't play. Anthony Davis obviously came off a weird game where only had 8 points against the Raptors. And the Lakers just defensively were pretty terrible, even though they held the Knicks to 112, which, I don't know, I feel like that's decent, you know? I mean, preferably you can hold, you want to hold them, hold a team under 110 probably, but 112 held them under 120, which in today's NBA is saying something. But defensively, we had no answer for Julius Randle in the first half. We waited too long to put Anthony Davis on Julius Randle. I don't know if it was like a foul trouble thing or what, but Julius Randle went off for 33 points. That was with only hitting 3 of 12 threes. RJ Barrett, now this is the one that hurts the most. RJ Barrett had 30 points, and again, he also only went 1 for 8 from 3. So this shows you that the Lakers' perimeter defense was just awful in the sense of like we were letting the Knicks get to the hoop all night long. And Anthony Davis is the only big that we have right now. Our other big, you know, quote unquote big, is Wenyen Gabriel, who's 6'9". So our only real big right now is Anthony Davis. So with the guards not being able to keep RJ Barrett from getting to the hoop or not being able to keep Julius Randle from getting to the hoop, it leaves Anthony Davis kind of vulnerable down low on defensively, and we just struggled with that all night. But, I mean, a team like the Knicks, typically for the Lakers, like, if you could hold a team to only shooting threes, or I guess, like, if you could keep a team from, like, hitting threes and, like, you have the rim defense from Anthony Davis, you're usually in pretty good shape, but last night against the Knicks was not the case. Anthony Davis also struggled a bit from the offensive side of things. He only had 17 points. I mean, D'Angelo Russell went off again for a second straight game with 33 points, 6 of 11 from the three-point line. Lakers shot better in this game than the Knicks. The Lakers shot 48% from the field. The Knicks shot 47%. Lakers shot 33% from three, and the Knicks shot 29% from three. So we shot better. We just didn't get as many shots up. Actually, that's a lie. We got one more shot up. I think it was the free throws. Honestly, the free throws killed us. We were 10 for 17 from the free throw line, whereas the Knicks were 17 for 21. So they shot 81%. We shot 58% from three, or from the free throw line. So the free throw line at the end of the day is what killed us. I mean, there was other things like letting RJ Barrett get 30 points. That also killed us, losing to a Knicks team without Jalen Brunson. Coming into this game, I didn't expect the Lakers to win. The Knicks had been on a tear. They're playing really well. Then they come on this road trip. They lose three straight. Jalen Brunson's not playing, and this game becomes extremely winnable. So there's a lot of things that the Lakers could have done defensively, offensively. Like, there's a point where the Lakers just stopped moving the ball. We kind of just let things happen. We get complacent. We miss shots and whatnot. And the Lakers lose this game by 4, which hurts. Had we lost this game by, like, 10, you know, just, like, chalk it up to an off night for Anthony Davis and the team. You know, maybe they partied too much. Anthony Davis had a 30th birthday recently. Maybe they just were partying too much before the game, the day before or something. They're a little hungover. But overall, just a tough loss because this game became winnable. Coming into this game, I didn't really count this as a winnable game without LeBron James, just without the Knicks have been playing. But this became a very winnable game before the game and during the game, and the Lakers let this one slide. So that hurts. You know, put the Lakers two games below 500. It kicked us out of the play-in spot because we were in like a three-way tie for like ninth place, but we don't, at least as of right now, didn't have the head-to-head like qualifier to be ahead of any of those teams that we were tied with. So it kicked us out of the play-in tournament. It's just a tough loss. But again, games like this do happen. So I get it. Like, the Lakers aren't going to win every single game, but again, when there's things in your control, like making free throws that you don't do, then it's tough, especially when you only lose by 4. The Lakers were down by like, I don't know, what was it, like 10 or... They're down by a good amount right before, like late in the fourth quarter. The Lakers made a late second run, like a quick run to try and come back, and it just wasn't quite enough. And the Lakers end up losing by four. So, again, a tough loss at home against the Knicks in a winnable game where every win counts. But, again, it is what it is. So, moving on ahead to last night's game against the Pelicans. So, the Lakers are on a little mini road trip just against the Pelicans in New Orleans and then in Houston, and then they're back home. So in New Orleans, obviously looking for a pickup, like a comeback game from Anthony Davis and the team. The Pelicans are a team that we are in very tight with when they're in the play-in race. We were actually tied with them record-wise. I think they were a spot ahead of us. And the Lakers came out and had a huge performance. They put up 39 points in the first quarter. We held the Pelicans to 16 points in the second quarter. We were up 75 to 40 at halftime, a 35 point lead. And then in the third quarter, we built that lead up to 40 points. We were up by 40 points in the third quarter. And then the Lakers started to get kind of complacent, which I guess is kind of understandable. When you're up by 40 points, it's hard to, like, you know, it, obviously, yeah, play every play as hard as you can, do it, blah, blah, blah. When you're up by 40 points, it's easy to get complacent. Lakers got a little complacent. They ended up losing the third and fourth quarters, 35 to 23 and 33 to 25. But they just smashed it in the first quarter enough that it was enough for the Lakers to pull out the win, 123 to 108. Anthony Davis had a big game with 35 points. I think he had like 15 rebounds, 35 points, 17 rebounds. Malik Beasley, huge game. He had 24 points, 7 three-pointers. All of those came in the first half. Austin Reeves, 14 points off the bench. Rui had 12 points off the bench. He was 2 for 3 from 3. Troy Brown, 2 for 3 from 3 with 8 points. D'Angelo Russell had kind of an off night, 17 points. But again, if you have Anthony Davis putting up 35, if you have Malik Beasley putting up 24, you can take a bit of an off night from D'Angelo Russell, get 17 points on 3 of 9 from 3, 5 of 15 from the field. And, you know, the Lakers just, they kind of let it get a little close at the end, but outside of being complacent, they killed it. They did really well. So exactly what you look for after a tough loss the game before. Lakers go into New Orleans, Anthony Davis's old home, and he just played really well. 11 of 18 shooting, 1 for 2 from 3, 17 rebounds, 35 points. That's exactly what you need from Anthony Davis. And the free throw shooting was much, much better. The Lakers, Anthony Davis got to the line 13 times. He got 13 free throw attempts, went 12 for 13. As a team, we went 25 for 28, 89%. So the Lakers basically did everything right last night that they didn't do on Sunday, and it led to a huge lead and a huge win. And again, against a team that we're like tied with in the standings. So with that win last night, the Lakers improve to 34 and 35. We are currently in the 10th place in the play-in tournament. We're in 10th place, but we're tied with OKC and Dallas, who are in 8 and 9 ahead of us. So I think that just has to do with the tiebreaker. Like, they've beat us more times than we beat them this season. So we're currently in 10th place, but we do have some games against them coming up. We have a big game tonight. Well, I mean, every game is a big game, but we have a game tonight against the Rockets in Houston, and we're going to take a quick break and then go ahead and chat about the games coming up. Ready for the underdogs, the upsets, and the unbelievable action from DraftKings Sportsbook? The biggest tournament in college basketball is here. Right now, new customers can bet just $5 on college hoops and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Plus, for a limited time, all customers can score a no-sweat bet during round 1 and 2 of the tournament. Go to the app, opt in, and place a no-sweat bet this weekend. If it doesn't hit, you'll get a bonus bet back up to $10. As a WVU current student getting my MBA, I'm big on WVU. They've played a tough schedule in the Big 12, so I would definitely check them out. Also, as a LA guy, gotta love the UCLA Bruins, so definitely check them out as a number 2 seed. But yeah, WVU is a number 9 seed, and UCLA is a number 2 seed, are two teams to keep a lookout on in the tournament for sure. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and sign up with code TBPN. New customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly, win or lose. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code TBPN. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. All right, so looking on ahead to the next few games the Lakers have coming up. We play the Rockets tonight, so this is the second of a back-to-back game, which means Anthony Davis is not playing, which is a bit of a bummer. I mean, the Rockets, they've won 16 games this season. They're 16-52. There's no reason the Lakers shouldn't be able to beat them without Anthony Davis. But when you're in a playoff race as tight as this, like, why can't Anthony Davis at least just, like, suit up, you know? Like, don't have any intention of playing him. Like, this happens all the time with, like, Lonnie Walker and Davon Reed. Like, they dress and they're available to play, but they don't play. Like, let Anthony Davis dress and be available to play just in case you need him. You know, like, just in case there's a bit of a fire drill. And I don't know, maybe that messes with his routine of, like, how he preps for games and all that stuff. But it just seems like in a tight playoff race like this, like, okay, yeah, have the intention of not playing him, but at least have him available to go in just in case the Lakers are in an emergency and they can't hit any shots and they just suck or something. Because, I mean, the Rockets just went and beat the Celtics. I don't know the details of that game exactly. I just saw on the scoreboard that they were beating them and they ended up beating them by two. Let's see what the deal with that game was. Yeah, it looks like the Celtics had most of their starters play. Jaylen Brown had 43 points. Brogdon had 20 points off the bench. Tatum had 22 points. They got 24 from Jalen Smith. I think it's Jabari Smith. Martin Jr., 20 points. And then 28 points from Jalen Green. Wow, pretty crazy. So, I mean, that's an exact example of what could happen to the Lakers if they're not careful. So again, that's why I feel like, yeah, I mean, literally last night, the matchup predictor on ESPN had the Lakers like 65-70% favorites, and now they're literally 50.1% favorites over the Rockets. So like ESPN analytics sees this game as a toss up. So that doesn't make me feel good. Cause the thing is, like, the Lakers are one game below 500. This win gets us up to 500. We should 100% be able to beat them. We beat the Thunder without Anthony Davis. Obviously, they didn't have SGA, but, like, we beat the Rockets. I don't know. I feel like we should be able to definitely win this game, but it just would be nice to have Anthony Davis. And then we go on, we play the Mavericks at home, I think. That game's at home. Yep, we play the Mavericks at home on Friday, and then the Magic on Sunday at home. And then we play the Suns at home on next Wednesday, so a week from today. They're without Kevin Durant. He twisted his ankle in warmups a few games ago. And then we play the Thunder and the Bulls twice and the Timberwolves. That's how March closes out. So, like, maybe we lose to the Suns. It's possible we lose to the Mavericks, although they've been kind of sucking lately because Luka's been hurt. He's been out. Kyrie has a hurt foot, I think. He's been out. So that game becomes much more winnable if they're not playing or if one of them isn't playing. And then the Timberwolves is a game that, like, we should 100% win. The Suns, again, without Kevin Durant, much more winnable, but they're still a good team without Kevin Durant. So that game's a bit more of a toss-up, but becomes much more winnable without Kevin Durant playing. So very, very winnable situation for the Lakers. We only need, I think, 7 more wins to get to 500 or to, like, end the season at 500, which I think is extremely doable, especially if LeBron James can come back soon. He was out doing, like, shooting free throws and doing some, putting up some shots in New Orleans. So it seems like his foot is maybe doing a little bit better, that maybe he can come back pretty soon. But yeah, I just feel like the Lakers are in a pretty good spot and they've been playing really well. And there's no reason that we should not be able to even end the season a couple games over 500 with how our schedule, we have the easiest schedule left in the NBA right now. So I feel pretty good about the Lakers right now and how they've been playing. If Anthony Davis can keep it up, D'Angelo Russell needs to have a big game against the Rockets tonight with Anthony Davis out. So until next time, thank you all for listening and go Lakers. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Lakers Carpool. If you enjoyed the episode, please rate and review on Apple Podcasts and share it on social media with your friends. You can find the podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or most places where you listen to podcasts. Again, thank you so much for listening, and go Lakers.
2.1 seconds remaining. Denver a foul to give. Jokic trying to disrupt Rondo. He puts it in. Here's Davis, 4-3 in the win. Oh, it's good! Anthony Davis has won it for the Lakers!